Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. My name is John L. Barron. I'm your host of Break Out of Your Box Blog Talk Radio Show. You can find more information at www.breakoutyourbox.com. This is part two of the Break Out of Your Box 30-Day Challenge. In this 30 days, we want you to focus on one goal. Focus on one thing that you would focus on for 30 days. Whatever you focus on will flourish. We talked in part one a couple of days ago about setting goals, maintaining goals, and then accomplishing goals. You're breaking your goals up in three parts. So 10-day sessions of starting, midpoint, finishing strong. And so we want you to reevaluate that. Please go back and listen to that show so you can get the foundation. In accomplishing anything, you got to have a mindset and a skill set. The mindset has to be set in such a way that you are focused on accomplishing the goal. It has to be an overriding emotion, an overwhelming thing that it kind of envelops you. It's almost like if you haven't eaten in 7 days, your stomach would not let you forget that you haven't had food in 7 days. You would smell every restaurant as you pass by, and there would be heightened sensitivity, and you would crave food. That's how you must be as it pertains to accomplishing your goal. If you have that overriding emotion, that overwhelming conviction, then you will be on track to accomplish it. That's the mindset. Now, no matter how much mindset you have, if you don't have the skill set, you'll have challenges. The skill set must be in such a way that if we did not have restaurants, that if we did not have refrigerators, if we went back to nomadic days where you had to have a spear and a sword to actually kill your food and then cook your food, or if you knew the right plants to use if you're a vegetarian, the right plants that wouldn't kill you if you ate them, then you would have the skill set that accompanies the mindset to move and accomplish the goals that you set. So you need the mindset, the skill set to accomplish the goals that you set for your life. And I really want to focus on mindset. I believe that for everyone that listens, you have the skill set already. The goal that you want, you've been thinking about it, you put it off, you've attempted it, and you fail because you haven't focused long enough. Whatever you focus on will flourish. If you focus on the good will flourish. If you focus on the bad will flourish. If you're dealing with kids, if you focus on their good, build their strengths, then that will flourish. But if all you do is nag and criticize and focus on their weaknesses, then that is what will flourish. So I know you have the skill set, but I want to talk about mindset. My goal has been to be able to transform my body into that of an elite athlete. That means getting down to 8% body fat. That means being able to be a very fit individual, and that requires discipline. That requires physical, mental, emotional discipline, and also discipline in eating. I met a fitness contest winner, and I said, "Hey, how did you get those amazing abs?" And she said, "You don't get abs in the gym, you get abs in the kitchen." Wow, isn't it something? You don't get abs in the gym, you get abs in the kitchen. Many of us are expecting to get abs in the gym, that we can go to the gym, work out for an hour, 2 hours, several times a week, come home and eat whatever we want, and your metabolism is slowed down to, instead of a run, it's just a slow walk, and you're wondering why you could not get the results that you want, because you're not doing the things that accomplish the goal. You have the mindset by going to the gym, but you don't have the skill set of a proper diet, and you will not ever reach the goals that you set. So you must drill yourself that I have to do things that end in a positive result. Many of you all want success, but you don't want to make successful decisions. I've been wrestling with that all week, that if I want successful outcomes, I have to do things that lead to success and end in success. And that's going to be a sacrifice. It's going to be discipline. That's going to subject yourself under something. Submission means to serve under the mission. You got to bring yourself under submission. Whatever the mission that you're trying to accomplish, you got to be under submission to that mission. You got to come up under it, and you got to be willing to sacrifice, and you're not going to see results in the first couple of days. We're going into March 4th. That is going to take you, and wherever you start this program, we may end on March 4th. You may end on another day. You can start any day. This is a program you can start at any point in time, and 30 days will accomplish that particular goal, but at least get you deep into the goal. So let me tell you about what I'm doing. I'm working out twice a day. CrossFit is a new form of movement. It's a new form of training, something that challenges you mentally and physically to push you to a point of exhaustion that you've exerted all of the energy that you have. It has been said and defined about weightlifting by Henry Rollins. He says, "The iron never lies to you. You can walk outside and listen to all kinds of talk. You're told that you are a god or a total bastard. The iron will always kick you the real deal. The iron is the great reference point, the all-knowing perspective giver, always there like a beacon in the pitch black. I found the iron to be my greatest friend. It never freaks out on me, never runs. Friends may come and go, but 200 pounds is always 200 pounds. So what you do in the gym, it cannot be thwarted. It cannot be changed. And you have to realize that it takes a commitment when you look at the physical skills that you would ultimately like to be accomplished. You have to commit to that. CrossFit in 50 Words by Greg Adamson. It's pursue virtuosity and functional movement. Believe unconditionally in yourself and the ability of others. Learn new skills. Teach them to a friend. Forge an indomitable body and spirit. Apply character traits learned in the gym to life. Perseverance, honesty, integrity, resilience, courage, loyalty, respect, and service. Be humble. Encourage others. A CrossFit way in 50 words. Part of the diet I'm on is the paleo diet, where there's proteins, vegetables, fats, and spices. Those are the only things that I can actually take in. And it's a lifestyle change so that my body can break down the food that I enjoy. And there's something that I did that hurt my feelings. I took a picture with my shirt off. Oh, my goodness. I need work, people. So I took a picture to remind me of what it looks like to start. So take a picture of what it reminds you to start. Now, you may say, Jonelle, why did you tell us so much about what you're doing? Well, because your goal should be something that you've studied, something that you're familiar with. You should know how easy it is at certain points and how difficult it would be. So you should not be shocked when you have quitting points. You have to learn to push past quitting points. The first time I climbed a mountain at Big Bear, my mentor told me, said, Jonelle, you have to learn how to push past quitting points. In life, there will be quitting points in school, in marriage, in relationships, friendships, business, ministry, parenting. There are always going to be quitting points, and you have to learn how to push past quitting points. And so I made up in my mind that I would push past quitting points because there are times when I'm fatigued, I'm exhausted, I'm going to a class. As soon as I hang up this car, I got 15 minutes to get dressed and run to the gym and participate in CrossFit my second time today. But there's always going to be quitting points in your mind. There's going to be some skills you don't have and you're going to want to quit. And you're going to have to decide to get to the next level. And that may not be easy because you're going to want to quit. My mind says that if I can get through this moment, don't worry about the next. You don't overcome problems in a moment because they didn't come in a moment. My gut didn't come in a moment. It came moment by moment, donut by donut, chocolate chip by chocolate chip cookie. So it's not going to come off by leaving one chocolate chip cookie alone. I've amassed things that is going to take time, so I'm committed to my commitment. And I realize that quitting is not an option. And I tell you what, I do quit. I quit. Today I quit. Let me tell you what I quit. I quit starting things and not finishing them. I quit believing in lack of resources and opportunity. I quit listening to negative people. I quit looking back as if my past is a qualifier for my future. I quit expecting high results from low performance. I quit hanging with people that have too many hang-ups and issues. I quit speaking ill words of others. I quit entertaining fear. I quit buying the lie that says I could not be, do, and have the life that I desire and dream and deserve. And guess what? I quit on quitting. And now that I told you what I quit, let me tell you what I commit to. It's not enough for you to quit a habit. You have to quit that habit and exchange it for another behavior that promotes goodness to yourself or the well-being of others. So I quit those things, and I commit to some new things. I commit to finishing strong despite starting slow. I commit to believe in abundance and the power to attain wealth. I commit to listening to positive people with the passion to pursue their purpose. I commit to look forward with great expectation of the great life that's inside of me. I commit to high performance so that I can achieve high results. I commit to hanging with people that don't have hang-ups and issues and blame me or others for their problems, but that take responsibility for their life and take action and ownership to see a different result. I commit to building others and not killing them with words. I commit to ignoring fear and moving past that and moving on despite fear. I commit to not buying the lie, but building a truth that says I deserve it, that I deserve to be able to help those I love. I deserve to be able to make a difference in the world. I commit to that truth over a lie. And guess what? I commit to winning. I commit to winning. I commit to continuing until I see a result. I commit to a finished product. I deserve to know what victory looks like, and you deserve it. I ask you now, what is it that you quit? You write a list of 10 things that you quit, and you do it today. Soon as I hang up, I don't care if you text yourself, you send yourself an email, or you write it down. Pull over on the side of the road in a well-lit area and write down what you quit. And when you write down the 10 things that you quit, I want you to write down 10 things that you commit to. The hardest thing to do is not to learn something new. The hardest thing that you will ever do in your life is to unlearn an old behavior and relearn a new behavior. So I want you to quit. Many people say, don't quit. No, no, no. Quitting is not a bad thing. Many people think quitting is a bad thing. No, no, it's just what you quit and when you quit it. Some things you must quit in order to go to the next level. Letting go and quitting aren't the same. Quitting pulls you backwards. Letting go pushes you forward. Sometimes you have to let it go. So some things you must quit and other things you must commit to. My time is up, but I thank you for yours. I believe in you. This has been John L. Barron with the Break Out of Your Blocks Blog Talk Radio Show, 15 minutes of motivation, and you have just signed up for the 30-day Break Out of Your Box Challenge. Weekly, we will be staying in touch and checking in on your success. We have awesome things coming up. Have a good day.